Welcome to the AICPA's Career Connection, a podcast series about CPAs and their careers. We'll help you better understand what you need to know about jobs, interviewing, and recruiting within the CPA profession. And now here's your host, John Hudson.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the AICPA's Career Connection. And today we're going to talk about job interviews and what you can do to maximize your success. We have with us today Dawn Fay, president of the New York, New Jersey District of Robert Half International, the world's first and largest specialized staffing firm and a long-term partner of the AICPA. And thanks for joining us today, Dawn.
Thank you for having me.
Well, anyone who's been through a job interview knows they can cause a lot of anxiety for job seekers. And the good news is there are ways to keep your jitters from interfering with your ability to make a good first impression and maybe even use those jitters in your favor. Knowing the job requirements is certainly a start, but job seekers also have to be familiar with the company, its customers, and some of the challenges it may face. But even the most prepared candidate should take some additional steps to make sure they hit it out of the park in the interview. So, Dawn, let me ask you, job interviews often start with an initial telephone interview followed by a face-to-face interview. Why don't we take a look at each one of these, and can you help us with some tips for, say, successful phone interviews?
Absolutely, and I think this is one area where, due to the fact that everybody's on cell phones these days, is really tripping some candidates up. When an employer, a potential employer, calls you on your cell phone, if it's not a scheduled time when they first get you, you've got to oftentimes ask for that interview to be rescheduled so that you can be prepared. You don't want to take that call in a crowded room and not be prepared and have background noise going on. So it's really important in that first phone screen to be prepared, to make sure that you're in a quiet room. If you can be on a landline, that's what you want to do. You want to have your notes, and you want to really make sure that you're very prepared, just as if it were a face-to-face interview.
How about sort of the personality you project through the phone call?
Yeah.
I heard that it said that you should smile when you're on the phone, just to kind of project a certain personality and positive nature to the phone calls. Is there anything to that?
There's some real truth to that. I tell people not only to smile, but you know, sometimes you want to stand up because you just have more energy when you're standing than when you're sitting. I always tell people too to dress the part. Dress like you're going to an interview, even for that phone interview, because it just puts you in the right frame of mind, and that is incredibly important, what you're projecting through the phone, because you're really trying to get that face-to-face interview. So you've got to pass step one first to get invited in.
Well, let's say we pass step one and we do get invited in. What about the in-person interview? Tell us some tips to be successful with those.
Well, the most important thing is you got to be on time and you've got to be prepared. In today's day and age with the internet, there's really no more excuses not to have background information on the company and really understand the organization and their customer base and their goals. So you've got to make sure you're prepared. You got to look the part, dress the part. Body language is incredibly important. You want to show that confidence, and as we were talking about sort of smiling through the phone, make sure you're smiling and confident and have good eye contact when you're there in person.
How about the whole notion of culture? How can a job seeker find out a little more about the culture in an organization to make sure that they both would feel comfortable working in that kind of an environment? Plus, to be able to send a message during the interview that they'll fit in. Any tips there?
Yeah, I think it's a great point. I think, first of all, to be observant. When you walk into any organization, you sort of get a little bit of a sense of the look and feel from the individuals that you meet, starting with the receptionist, and then obviously as you go through the interview process with different individuals. And I think that it's something that's really good to talk about and have prepared as a question to ask that employer, what do they feel is the culture of the company, and maybe some examples around that, whether it be, you know, team building things that they do or working in groups, or does everybody work a little bit more independently or remotely. So there's a couple things that you need to sort of have your antenna up about as you're going through that interview to get a sense of the culture.
Well, how about questions? What are some of the most common questions that a job seeker might be asked during a job interview?
I think probably the one that most people get, and they get it right from the start, and I think they sometimes make mistakes with, is when an employer asks them to tell them a little bit about themselves. this is your opportunity to sort of give a broad overview of your background, but really your professional background. So many people go into too much personal detail here that really isn't what the employer is looking to hear. So when they open up with that question, you want to make sure that you've got sort of your soundbite about your background ready to go, but keeping that a little bit more on the professional side. You know, certainly another question that get asked that sometimes people just don't think too much about is, why do you want to work for our company? So you've got to make sure going into that interview, you really have thought about why you actually want to work there and how that's the right next step for you.
How about strengths and weaknesses? Those questions often come up in an interview.
They sure do. And I think you've got to make sure that you're prepared. And, you know, I think that, you know, everybody has their strengths, but everybody also has their weaknesses. And that's not a bad thing. You just need to make sure that you articulate that appropriately. And in many cases, strengths and weaknesses are sort of similar. If it's, you know, I'm an overachiever and I take on too much sometimes, that's not really a bad thing. So, you know, you've got to really make sure that you think about that and articulate those weaknesses in the right way where they can actually be seen as more strengths as well.
Another common question, I think, is where do you see yourself in, say, 5 years? What do you do if the truth of the matter is in 5 years you see yourself somewhere else?
Well, you know, I think that is, again, a very great point and one that can be reality. And so you've got to think before you go into that interview about that specific job. And again, the answer isn't always going to be the same. You've got to make sure sometimes there, too, you're going to ask the employer a little bit about career pathing for that particular position that you're interviewing for, because that's going to maybe help you craft the answer to where you see that yourself growing within that company in the next 5 years. You certainly don't want to say you want to be somewhere else, because they may not want to hire you if you're just looking to leave.
Yeah. And how about the flip side of this is when they ask you, do you have any questions? I assume that job seekers should have at the ready several thoughtful questions they want to ask as well, right?
Absolutely. I mean, most employers don't want to hear, I don't have any questions, because you don't seem prepared and well thought out about it. I think it's important when you're going through the interview to have a pad and paper with you, maybe just be jotting down a few notes, because some questions might come up throughout your conversation, which is fine, but you do want to have a couple of key questions. And I think one of them that's most important is to ask the person interviewing you how they joined the company and what their career path was like. People love to talk about themselves. It'll give you a little bit more insight into that individual that you could potentially be working with. And I think, again, can be a really good question to give you some more insight.
Well, what are some of the most common mistakes that job seekers make when they're involved in a job interview?
The first certainly is they don't do their homework and they don't know enough about the company. And again, an employer doesn't want to be sitting there talking to somebody who's saying, I want the job, and that person can't articulate why they actually want to work for that company. So the biggest thing is to certainly be prepared. Don't over-exaggerate. You certainly don't want to come off in any way to be negative about any employer you've ever worked for before or situations. You want to make sure you just keep it very, very positive. Even if you were in a negative situation before, you don't want to get into all the sort of details about that. So it's important to, again, being prepared will usually save you from tripping up in some of these areas.
How about nervousness? Is that a real negative, or is that just a normal human emotion in that kind of a situation?
Well, I think it's a normal human emotion for sure, but if you're too nervous, you're not going to articulate as good as you can. You may seem a little bit distracted and just not prepared. The more prepared that you are, the less nervous that you will appear. So it's certainly a common part of it, but I really think the more prepared people are, the better they'll come off in an interview.
Okay, well, there are some tips to help you be more successful in your job interviews. I want to thank Dawn Fay from Robert Half International for being with us today. We hope that the rest of you will join us again for future podcasts in the Career Connection series. And on behalf of the AICPA and CPA to Biz, I'm John Hudson. So long, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to the AICPA's Career Connection with your host, John Hudson. If you like what you just heard, we hope that you'll pass along our web address to your friends and colleagues. Also, be sure to check out the archive section on our Career Center homepage for previous podcasts in this series. Just go to www.cpatobiz.com/careers. This has been a production of the American Institute of CPAs and CPA to Biz. Join us next time for another edition of the AICPA's Career Connection.
This podcast is designed to provide illustrative information with respect to the subject matter covered and does not represent an official opinion or position of the AICPA. It is provided with the understanding that the AICPA is not engaged in rendering legal, accounting, or other professional services. If such advice or expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. The AICPA makes no representations, warranties, or guarantees as to, and assumes no responsibility for, the content or application of the material contained herein, and expressly disclaims all liability for such damages arising out of the use of, reference to, or reliance on such material.